Sí, dinero. Mouthpiece? No.
Well, you're from the city and
Don't know those
well, would you like
things.
me to tell you some
Yes.
names that I've heard for? Well, some people call this the bit
Oh, the bit.
because they bite down on it. This, I think, is a nose strap, and that's a cheek strap. And this is a, I don't know if they call this the forehead, no, the forehead strap or so, I don't know. This is a throat latch. And that's about as far as I can go.
Well, I think that's pretty good. I really think that's pretty good. See?
There's not much there, not much to a bridle. This is a picture of a Western saddle. And if you could just tell me a few things, if you know any parts of that.
Well, I guess that would be the stirrup. And this is the, it's a seat, but I don't know what they call it.
What do they call, this is the thing that they, the cowboys
hold on to?
Well, they don't hold on to it. They put their rope around it so that they can see when they are trying to rope a calf. They can rope the calf, then they tie their rope onto this thing, and then their horse stays in one place and holds the calf for them while they have two hands free to wrestle the calf to the ground.
I sure don't.
So that's what that's for. Of course, when I was a kid, I used to hold on to it.
That's the stirrup is about the only thing I know there.
This is the thing that goes underneath the horse and fastens on the other side.
The strap.
Yeah,
I sure don't know those either.
Well, some people call this a saddle horn.
Oh, a saddle horn. I have heard that. I sure have.
Although I've also heard it called a pommel, but some people have called this the pommel, which is what the saddle horn sits on. And if you are really technical, this part back here is, I think, the cantle.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, those are really technical things. I wouldn't know.
But that's, you know, that's nice because you learn a lot, too, along the way.
Oh, I do. I'm learning a lot about farming, too, as I talk to the people in the
I bet you do.
Upper Valley. Okay, let's see. The rope that the cowboys use is called what?
A lariat.
And there's, if you're carrying dirt around in your backyard, you use what?
A wheelbarrow.
And there's a bag that is made out of a coarse, fibrous material. It's big. It's called what? Sometimes kids have races in them.
And I can't think of the name of that either. But you know, little bags that you get in as a kid and you sort of race along with them.
Well, the material is sometimes called burlap.
Burlap.
Burlap so. Material that's used in model race.
But what other ways?
That's what I mean. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know what it would be. Sack?
You call it a sack. Let's see. A boat with oars is called what?
A rowboat.
Could it be other things besides a rowboat?
Canoe? No. Canoe doesn't have that.
I have heard people say canoe, though. A lion tamer uses a
whip.
Are there other words for whip that you know? Okay. How about something that you hold in your hand to sharpen a knife? You call that?
What is that? I can't think of that either.
Would you call it a sharpening stone?
Yeah, it could be.
How about something a little bit larger to sharpen an axe with? What would you call that?